Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. I recognize the voice. I believe it's from Klamath Falls, as am I. Is this Forrester?
No, this is James, WRZN
509. Okay, good morning. Good morning, James. I forget, are you in Klamath Falls?
I am.
Okay, well, that was kind of part of my question. I was curious, I've been off the GMRS repeater for a little while, and I was curious if it was still linked with the repeaters over in the Rogue Valley.
I only know a couple of them that aren't. Grants Pass is still linked, the 725, the IV 550 is still linked, but I think that and us, and we're still linked with the Northern California link. I think those are the only ones right now that are linked.
Okay, yeah. I was just kind of curious. Me and a bunch of friends were going to head up to Bend today, go four-wheeling for the rest of the weekend. And I was thinking about jumping on those repeaters up there, but I knew they hadn't been linked in the past to Klamath Falls, but I was curious what all was still linked together. But do you have any experience on those repeaters up there around Bend?
No, I have no idea about them. Been on here for about a year, and I've never heard anything out of Bend or anything, just around here and over in the Medford area and Grants Pass.
Okay, yeah, that's about the same with myself. I mostly here in Klamath and a couple times over in Medford whenever I would go over and just wanted to jump on the radio, but yeah. Hopefully those the ones up around Bend have good coverage. We're going to be kind of out in between Bend, Sisters, and Redmond, out four-wheeling out there. So hopefully we can get a repeater to give us some coverage while we're out there.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun up in that area. The way it looks like they've been having quite a bit of snow up there.
Yeah. We'll see how much snow we might be at. We're planning on going rock crawling, but who knows? It might turn into snow wheeling.
Yeah, well, whatever works, you know. You're just out having fun. That's what matters.
Exactly. It's pretty tough to not have fun when you're out four wheeling. I mean, even if you get stuck or break down, that's kind of part of it, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. Get out there, get broke down, and whatever you got, try and get it fixed to keep going.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes you gotta get pretty creative because you just don't have everything with you. So, yeah, pretty fun stuff. But hopefully you have good plans for your weekend coming up.
Yeah, we're just pretty much going to stay around the house and everything. Kind of too cold for us to really go out, you know. I mean, I got 21 degrees this morning, so, yeah, it's a little chilly.
Yeah, I realized that this morning when I woke up and looked at my phone. I was getting ready to start packing food to take up with us, cold food, and I was putting it in a cooler with the ice pack and everything. I was like, you know what, I'll just put it in a bag and put it in the bed of my truck. That'll be colder than the fridge.
Yeah, the problem isn't keeping it cool. It's keeping it from freezing now.
Exactly. Yeah, it's way cooler out there than it is in my fridge.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so like I said, I hadn't been on the GMRS repeater for a while. Has it been keeping pretty busy? Any new people? How's it been going?
Oh, I think it's been going good. Last couple of days it's been fairly quiet. You know, I think everybody getting ready for Thanksgiving and everything, so not too many people really talking yet. But I imagine today it might be pretty busy and stuff, so.
Yeah, everybody's got the day off and to tinker around the house and maybe get on the radio. I just switched my radio to low power. I'm curious if that made much difference in this one last transmission.
You got a little static, but yeah, still readable.
Okay, here's medium. Did that make any improvement?
Yeah, it's no static and completely, you know, readable.
Okay, cool. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm just on a little 5-watt handheld. I'm just sitting around the house waiting for my wife to wake up and we'll get rolling. But, yeah, it's nice to have such a good coverage repeater right here in town.
Oh, yeah, Hogsback is a really good repeater and really good coverage and stuff.
You wouldn't happen to know how many watts the repeater is, would you?
If I remember right, I believe it's a 35-watt repeater, Kenwood.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, that's a pretty good amount of power. I've been able to get it from a few places that I wasn't expecting to. I was pleasantly surprised out in the woods and was able to hit it. And sometimes with just the little whip antenna on the radio, and once with a Yagi. But I've always been very, very happy with the coverage of it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Been able to hit it, you know, down to Merrill and then up in Chiloquin area. You know, kind of hit and miss up in that area and things. But, yeah, it has really good coverage.
Wow, man, I wouldn't have expected Chiloquin. Were you on a handheld or a mobile?